didn't know that crushes could be a good thing. They'd always kind of been a source of shame for me. A crush kind of connotes something that's unrequited, like you are attracted to somebody who doesn't know that you're attracted to them, or you think they're awesome and you're too afraid to tell them. I should mention that I was raised Roman Catholic. So crushes were embarrassing to me. I was sad. Mostly a crush for me meant that I was hyper-focused on somebody for a certain amount of time, simultaneously aware that they were not equally as focused on me. It took me until college. I had started journaling as like a thing somebody had told me to do. And I went back to read some of what I had journaled about. And what I realized, this was such a relief to me, was that I got crushes on people when either A, I wasn't dating somebody, wasn't connected, didn't have a significant relationship, or the person that I was in that particular relationship with was far away. So I decided the crushes, they're not so bad. It's like, in my mind, I called it like a sex ray. It was like this part of me that was simply attracted to people. And when the person I was supposed to be attracted to wasn't really close, my sex ray would simply attach to the next closest possible, a potentially totally not good person that was available. So that was a relief. That was a relief because it meant in my journaling, what I found was that I would just be super attracted to somebody for a while, do nothing about it, and then when my significant other would return from wherever they were, then I would reestablish that connection with them. It kind of became about ignoring it for a certain amount of time. But it meant it was okay. Like, I wasn't wrong to be attracted. I wasn't wrecking anybody's lives with this sex ray that I had. So for the longest time, totally shame-based, then it was like, oh, interesting, I'm attracted to George, my completely unattractive coworker, until my boyfriend goes away, then he's weirdly attractive, then my boyfriend comes back, it's all good, I'm good, it's all good. And then something happened that it didn't fit into this construct that I had put together, which made it okay in my head. In this scenario, I actually went someplace else. I'm married in this scenario. I'm going on a TDY, traveling to another country with a group of coworkers. So I'm just leaving my normal world. And this person shows up on my radar. My sex ray. Very active. And I choose to ignore it. He's really, like, he's a very average fellow. He's not, like, extraordinarily attractive. He's not extraordinarily smart. He's funny, though. Funny is good. Funny is kind of a panty dropper, really. But you know, I didn't have to do anything about it. I knew this about myself. I knew I didn't have to do anything. I could just wait. Go home. It would all be fine. 2 weeks go by, he's just super kind and super funny. And he keeps showing up in weird places, like at the airport. He's the guy who makes sure that I have my luggage and the guy who makes sure that they don't walk away with my passport. Somebody tried to walk off with my passport. And we just kept getting thrown together, like dinners together. Everybody has to drink. It's mandatory TDY drinking. Let's all drink. They don't know I have this X-ray, so it's not their fault. Anyway, I go home. I go home. And it doesn't stop. I'm at home with my husband. and my two children, and my crush doesn't stop. I have to go back to work, and he's there. I have to work with him. Our jobs actually require us to talk to each other. He's married. He's happily married. I am, in my mind, happily married. And it continues to not go away. And I didn't know that this was my first sign in a long time. And my marriage actually was one of the saddest places that I had been inhabiting. And that restabilization of the sex ray to the husband, it never happened. I went on that TDY 3 years ago. I still have to avoid that guy every day at work. I'm getting a divorce. He's totally still happily married. And I'm grateful for that crush. If you could die from a crush, to be fair, I would have died from the crush. It's like a 3-year-long goddamn crush. But I'm grateful for it because it gave me hope when I didn't realize how hopeless I actually was.